Millions of people marched last weekend in Paris and in cities around the world. The mass rallies commemorated the people who died in Paris last week, but they also called for action against anti-Western terrorists and jihadists. Canada has seen some of its citizens travel to the Middle East to join the jihadist movement. And like officials all around the world, Canadian politicians are trying to figure out how to address concerns without trampling on their citizens' civil rights. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer back with us. Hey, Vaughn.
Hello.
And before we talk about the political machinations, I want to ask how you and Canadians participated in the weekend commemoration of the Paris killings.
There's a lot of sympathy here in Canada on this one. I think a lot of Canadians related to it. One of the more interesting points of comparison, I guess, would be the reaction in French Canada because these terrorist attacks occurred in France and English Canada. For instance, I would say that the Canadian news media in general was sympathetic, obviously. A dozen newspapers, French-language newspapers in the province of Quebec, banded together and published one of the Charlie Hebdo cartoons in sympathy last week, in a pointed statement of sympathy for Charlie Hebdo. It was one of the Mohammed cartoons that has generated so much controversy. So I think because of the obvious affinity between Quebec and France, there was perhaps more of a special feeling there. Some English-language newspapers, the National Post, for example, did the same thing with cartoons, so it wasn't entirely confined to French Canada, but I think that's probably one of the most distinctive things. Other than that, I see a lot of sympathy right across Canada, obviously.
President Obama was criticized for not attending the march or sending Vice President Joe Biden. Did any Canadian top politicians attend?
Canada sent a cabinet minister to the march. Our Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, probably would have gone. He actually had a previous commitment on Sunday, one he'd agreed to do some time ago, a ceremony commemorating the 200th anniversary of the birth of Canada's first Prime Minister, Sir John A. Macdonald. And Harper chose to go with that. If he had it to do over again, I don't know what he would have done. I think there was, you know, maybe a bit of recognition that this huge march in France came up at fairly short notice. But I think, you know, I don't think you could say Harper lacked for sympathy
right.
with the French and that. There wasn't as much of an outcry here as the one stirred up in the United States about the president, although, again, you know, there was a lot of coverage here pointing out the security concerns of the president of the United States marching in public in a street in France.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer's here, and this week the topic of terrorism dominates every nation's news cycle. Canadian officials this week arrested another man who has connections or suspected connections to the Islamic State. Who is this man?
Yeah, there have three people now been arrested and charges laid, and the charges, first of all, our Canadian authorities generally don't say very much about people that have been charged with anything, so we're having to really dig for details here. But the charges in the case are a count of attempting to leave Canada to participate in terrorist activity abroad. That would be in Syria. And a charge of knowingly participating in the activity of a terrorist group. So in both cases, you have charges related to terrorism. You have lawyers for these people saying this is obviously a Bill of Rights issue, a Charter of Rights in Canada issue, and they'll be challenging that. And you have very little documentation tabled in court on this one, explaining more than that. So our news media are still struggling for details, but you get a sense that this is the overseas terrorism radicalization concern up against the other side of that, which is to what degree were these people merely venting their opinions online. I think in this case, the prosecutors are suggesting, they have evidence that they were actually going to try to act on their intentions.
Are these three men connected to one another?
We got twins and an associate.
So the guess.
Twin brothers and an associate. And I see also you've also had our government come forward and say they are going to bring in legislation imminently to toughen our anti-terrorist laws to make it, among other things, lowering the threshold for preventive arrests aimed at stopping terror acts before they take place.
Well, tell me a little bit about that, because this is sort of like a preemptive action. So what sort of evidence do they have to have in hand before they take that action?
Yeah, you're right. And again, we haven't seen the legislation. You can imagine the concerns of civil libertarians. It's been fascinating, actually, today, Marcy, just looking at the details coming out of France of what the French prosecutors are doing over there under their laws. And, you know, I haven't seen the laws compared side by side, but it looks to me as if we're embarking on the same kind of preventive, preemptive legislation that would make it easier than it already is for people to be arrested on suspicion of what their intentions are in terms of terrorist attacks. Brought on, of course, we had two lone wolf terrorist attacks in Canada last fall. An invasion of parliament buildings, two Canadian soldiers killed in these attacks. So, you know, public sympathy is probably running with the government at the moment.
And do you think a majority of politicians do support this?
It's an election year in Canada. We'll see. But, you know, I think most people have mixed feelings about this, but I think there's probably going to turn out to be a fair amount of support for the government on this, whether the court and the Canadian courts have upheld some of this legislation in the past. So, you know, I don't know if I can't see the American laws going this far, but I wouldn't be surprised if some of this legislation is upheld in Canada.
Vaughn, thanks for visiting with us this week.
Bye-bye, Marcy.
Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver BC Sun. He joins us most Wednesdays with a look at some of Canada's top stories.